We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Cat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and I'm here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Ross.
There is a video on the website Funny or Die.
Which is freaking awesome. Funny or Die, go to YouTube. They're amazing.
It's really great, and it's not James Franco, but what's the brother's name?
Oh, my God.
It's James Franco's brother. Who is just
Dave Franco.
He is just yummy, sexy. And
he might almost be better looking than James.
I think he's cuter.
They're pretty cute.
Yeah.
He's
really,
I don't know what they're feeding those Franco boys, but I'm all about eating whatever it is off of them.
Exactly. So speaking of which, if you see this, it's basically, it's a contest and it's called You're So Hot. And so it's he and Christopher Mintz Place. I think that's how you say his name.
I think that is.
Yeah. And it's this
kind of a little nerdy guy, but he's in everything.
Yeah. And he's hysterical.
Right.
And so it's basically You're So Hot. And then they come up with all of these just over-the-top statements, one of which, you know, the tamer ones. You're so hot, I want to paint your asshole blue and fuck your avatar.
It was awesome. And it goes on for like, I don't know, I guess it's almost 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But I do not know how they kept a straight face, seriously, because...
Well, I think that was part of the contest.
Oh,
I'm wondering
my
if
God.
That was part of the contest. Because, you know, I won't tell you who, but the loser does break up at the end. And it just cracks up. It is so funny. I was, like, crying. I was laughing so hard. Very, very funny. And highly recommend
it. Yeah, so heavy on the homoeroticism, obviously, because it's the two of them going back and forth, coming up with whoever's got the more over-the-top
That they're going to make love or... And I use that term, make love loosely.
Loosely.
One of them involves
just like your asshole.
Shoving Justin Bieber up their ass. So you got to see it to believe it.
So that pokes out the other guy's urethra singing, right? Wasn't that the whole?
Right.
Or he could hear him singing through his
penis. He pushes him up so far up his ass that his lips are coming out his pee hole. So that when he's coming, his cock is singing to
baby,
him.
Baby,
watch the video. You don't want to give too much away. It is.
But we had to give a gold star because
over the top fun.
It was the shit. It was so funny. It made my whole week.
Good.
I loved it. And I did. I put the link up for anyone out there who's looking for it. Unless, obviously, Funny or Die on YouTube. But I also put the link up on the Facebook site.
Nice. Good.
And I tweeted it, too, because it was just hilarious. It's who even knew that Dave Franco existed before this?
I don't know, but I'm so glad. Right?
I wonder if his agent set him up. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
who's Darren Criss?
Right.
No. My heart still goes up to Darren.
But they both have very, you must be attracted to very well-defined eyebrows. Do you have an eyebrow thing?
Yeah, you know, I jerked off to Brooke Shields. I can't tell you how many times until I realized it was a girl.
Oh, oops. She is kind of masculine in general.
Oh my God, especially now. Have you seen her?
I have.
Manly.
I know. She's the very, like, kind of statuesque. But she's got that whole contract with Latisse now for her eyelashes.
Exactly.
Have you seen that?
Right, those manly eyelashes with those manly cheeks.
Trying to soften her face up a little bit. In addition to that, in the news this week also, and I know this is not your favorite topic.
What's that?
Charlie Sheen.
Ugh.
I know. We're perpetuating the problem.
Pig.
I get it.
Pig. And the thing that makes me crazy is that apparently America is eating it up even more. You know?
Oh, my God. I think we're bored. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Oh,
I think
please.
It's just a matter of... Because obviously we're talking about him. And the reason I'm bringing him up is because, there's the whole thing about his two goddesses. Okay, it's sexuality related, and I've gotten some other questions about it. And the whole point I'm bringing it up is because, okay, so apparently he's got his little porno lifestyle now, right?
Okay.
So he's got two women who are living in his household. They're both 24-year-olds.
Right.
He's in his late 40s, isn't
right,
he?
Right, yeah.
Okay, whatever. They both look like carbon copies of one another, by the way. It's just weird.
Right. He's the new Hef.
I think he's totally trying to pull that. Here's the thing. He is either completely whacked, and granted, he may be clean, according to his little urine test this last week.
Right, whatever.
But mentally ill.
Right.
Or he is working with some sort of agent to create this whole Hugh Hefner on, like, steroids thing for the 2000s. I don't know.
Right. And
so
I love
it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. And I love it that America, you know, his ratings in the American public are going up. Yet, you know, two guys or two women cannot get married.
Right. You know, it's true.
Like a loving relationship. No, I can have a porn family, but I can't get married. So right. What the fuck?
And that's definitely circulating on Facebook. I'm like, I get it. It's right. Totally fucked and, because it makes no sense to me.
Right. My one political platform here is, you know, anyone listening, do not watch Two and a Half Men. Please go out and rent and watch or download Inside Job, the documentary that won the Oscar this year.
Oh.
I'm not going to go too much on my platform, but you have to watch it. And then just brilliant, brilliant documentary. So anyway.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with sex. Oh, except Elliot Spitzer's in it.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Well, that always works. You want to remind people who Elliot is?
Oh, the former governor of New York who got caught again. So he gets prosecuted by, you know, the Wall Street types or whatever.
Right.
As governor for having an affair with a hooker.
Right.
You know, high class call girl. Yet, you know, these other top banking officials who raped basically the country
of the American public,
yeah,
yes.
Of, you know, billions, if not trillions of dollars, not one person has been prosecuted.
Because we know how evil hookers are, you know.
Right. I've had a mean hooker, but never an evil hooker.
Only if I pay her to be that way.
There you go.
No, thank you. What's it called again?
It's called Inside Job.
Inside Job. Yeah, the whole Charlie Sheen thing is ridiculous. Now there's this, like, whole thing against Chuck Lorre, right, where he's going after $100 million in back pay or something.
Sheen is, right. Yeah.
Right, Sheen is. And he's calling, you know, John Cryer a troll and, you know.
I love it. I read something recently where Alec Baldwin's advice to him is apologize, beg for your job back, and buy John Cryer a really nice car.
That might heal a few
exactly.
wounds. Well, it's just whacked. And my main thing is the interviews with him, you know. And what's funny is that there's this whole lexicon now, right? The whole winning and tiger's blood thing. And
I don't even enjoy giving him a second of my breath.
I know. Well, let me finish the goddess thing. So the main thing about the goddess thing is he's got this non-traditional household now with these two 24-year-old women who are helping to co-parent his kids.
Oh God.
Whatever.
Right.
And his whole thing is, and one of them is actually goes under the stage name Brie Olson. She's actually a contract girl for AdamandEve.com.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm disclosing about that because
they are
one of our sponsors. So basically, she is exclusive to. She's very, very popular, Brie Olson. She's got her own like pussy mold and everything else.
Okay,
and,
right.
Yeah, and all these erotic videos and blibbity blah.
Tear it up.
That's right. And so that's Charlie's gig now. So I just find it interesting. He's perpetuating that sort of family constellation. And...
Right. Family. Love it. Love it.
The last thing is, and I think you had said you hadn't seen it yet, but Real World just started this last week.
I know. You know, I have it
Real
on my
World,
DVR.
What is it? What
Las
is
Vegas.
It? Real World Las Vegas again. But, and it's, is this like year 30?
Right.
Season
exactly.
30. I feel really fucking old when I think about how many Real World seasons I've watched. I think it is though.
Okay.
Is or it like 25 or?
It's been a while.
We have to look it up. But anyway, I'm going to be very curious because when we're talking about orientation and kind of exploring and developmental issues in our 20s, one of the guys is, first of all, no one's openly gay on this episode that I can tell thus far.
I know where you're going.
Okay. And one of the guys is a total frat boy, total like from Tennessee or Kentucky or something like that. And apparently he's carrying this secret that he has performed on Frat Pad. Yes.
I know exactly. I was going to say, I know exactly where you're going.
Are you a subscriber?
No. You can check my Visa card or my Visa bill.
Right.
No, yeah. But
they do discreet billing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's pictures of him sucking cock and jerking off with other boys. Yeah. Unless he's gay for pay, air quotes.
Right. Yuck. Which we could have a whole discussion on that. You know what I mean? And to me, it's less about the whole label thing. I just think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because he's already really interested in one of the girls there.
Oh God, right.
And he's carrying the secret. And granted, I haven't seen to what level of explicitness he's been on Frat Pad.
Okay.
But we'll have to watch and see.
Yes, we will.
And we do actually have questions today. Hello. Okay, so this is an interesting question. It comes from The Wishing Woman, who wants to know about a secret sex technique. And I'm just going to kind of barrel through this puppy. She says, I have high hopes you'll be able to help me. Years ago, I started going with a man who just came back from Okinawa. While he was there, he said he learned a new sex act that took me to the rafters of heaven. He didn't tell me how it was done. He's actually only been the only man who's made me orgasm over and over again. The most important clues I can give you are as follows. He did not use his penis or any sex toy. He was not stimulating either my clit or G-spot. And he used his fingers / knuckles in my vagina area, but possibly not even in my vagina.
Wow.
Question mark. Anyway, I once heard...
In fact, his fist was all the way up my ass.
Yeah, it's just called fisting. Yeah. Fisting, so yeah, up to my elbow. I once heard from a sex expert that he called it the crescent and gave me a little how-to instructions. Basically, it had to do with holding your fist, first and second finger together as if you're ready to shoot a gun, slipping them just inside the vagina and moving them quickly back and forth. What the fuck? This is actually in the question. Nothing happened. Hopefully you can see how vague this description is. And my follow-up question is this. As far as I know to date, is there a sex toy that performs this act? Because I don't know that one's been made. So someone in the sex toy trade must have heard of it. Why is nothing being made? Or if you know of a sex toy that does duplicate it, as described, where and how can I buy it? So let's break the question down.
Of course, my first thought is ancient Chinese secret.
Huh? Match. Yeah. So what I find interesting is she had it performed on her. She doesn't quite know how.
This is like the Brigadoon of sex moves. You know, it appears once every 100 years to come and flutter her twat.
And only in Okinawa.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, there's a lot involved here. And my question is that. She mentions the crescent. I do know of a sex position called the crescent flutter, but it has to do with wrapping the lips around the head of the clitoris.
Okay. Someone's lips.
Someone's lips.
Okay.
Someone's.
I'm thinking vagina, you know, it's like, I'm okay. Which lips are
we
talking
about?
You're
right. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. So basically so you take your lips and you wrap them around your teeth. So you avoid the teeth, right?
Okay. Oh, like you're imitating an old person without teeth. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And then you have someone's vulva in front of you with a clitoris, and then you take your lip-wrapped teeth and you put them around the clitoris and you go back and forth with your tongue.
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, like, okay. I was going to say, like a little baby. Like, going goo-goo, but it's probably not the most sexual thing that you want to think
about.
Yeah,
we won't equate it to that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's called the crescent flutter. But she's saying it definitely wasn't done with the mouth. And she's saying, what I thought was interesting is, it definitely wasn't the G-spot. But the positioning that she's talking about a couple of inches just into the vagina and the back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. But imagine if you will.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that definitely is where the G-spot's located, you know, on the upper wall. So I don't know if maybe she was misinterpreting it or not. But I am not aware of...
Maybe she should hire a hooker and just, like, you know...
Try this on me.
No, or try it on her, just like, to see. It's like, you know, take an hour, take $100.
Can we replicate this?
Exactly, because if you can find the key, honey, there's your pot of gold.
That's true. And then you can sell it to, like, one of the sex toy companies, to Adam and Eve. I don't know. Maybe they can come up with something.
Right. Or it could be like, you know, on Oprah, the secret.
Right.
The new secret.
That is true. It'll change your life.
Yeah.
Manifest orgasms.
Right.
So I'm sorry to disappoint that I don't know right off exactly what you're talking about. But my guess is even though you're saying you don't think it's the G-spot, I would suggest that you go back and try stimulating your G-spot back and forth and specifically buy a G-spot toy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may surprise yourself, because a lot of women who are multiply orgasmic are multiply orgasmic that specific way.
Hmm.
So I would give that a shot and see, you know, and I would also suggest too, there's like the Wet Rabbit. That's the name of one of the sex toys. It actually has like a rotating shaft.
Hmm.
Because if she's talking about there being that activity just in that first third on the vaginal platform is what we like to refer to it. Mm, that's so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
that's where she needs to focus on getting the stimulation. So I would say try a couple different sex toys that focus on that area and the G-spot. And granted, whether we find out this exact Brigadoon technique or not, she might be able to find a way for her to orgasm like that.
All right. Right. And, you know, what fun. You know, it's like...
If this is your most pressing concern.
Right.
You know?
And you got to spend like an hour and a half looking for it.
Oh, darn.
Ooh, right. Hopefully with a partner.
We have another question.
Okay. Elda wants to know if he's gay. Hi. I just have a question I have a question. I've been married for 4 years, and recently, while me and my husband were being intimate, he moved my hand to his butt, and he wanted me to touch him there. Well, the question is he gay or bisexual? I didn't need advice. Thank you.
Scandal?
No, he's gay.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
He is so gay. Yes, you know, the hand to the ass, that is, you know, wait, I'm looking it up here.
Are you sensing the sarcasm?
I'm looking it up here in the gay handbook.
Okay,
there's
his picture.
Putting hand on ass, it's gay. No, it probably just means that it was a mistake, or if it wasn't a mistake, you know, guys have something that girls don't have, and that's a penis, but it's called a prostate. And, you know, as much as women have a G-spot, that's kind of the G-spot for men, too.
It's true.
And some guys like having that played with or exploring. And if you haven't explored it, I highly suggest it because it can kind of rock your world a little bit.
Yeah. Let's talk about the extol the virtues of prostate play for just a bit, if you will.
All right.
So prostate, you access it through the anus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All guys have it.
Yes.
It can be very, very very, very pleasurable to have it stimulated.
Absolutely.
Whether through a finger or a sex toy.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And most men can ejaculate an orgasm just through prostate play alone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's completely... So if you think about, for a second, to change the subject a little bit, prostate cancer. Now, when men have prostate cancer and the prostate is removed, one of the side effects is that it becomes... increasingly difficult, if not impossible, to maintain an erection.
Yes,
so if you think about that, the prostate has a clear connection to an erection, which is, you know, a good thing, you know. So there, it's like a magic button. It's like a clitoris almost, not quite as sensitive, but for men. So
very true. And they've actually shown through research that it lowers your prostate cancer risk by having prostate stimulation and orgasm.
Right.
It's actually good for you.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, it's like for most guys who've tried it, if they can get over like that whole stigma of like ass play thing.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
And here's the thing.
Love it.
I'm sorry, but, you know, the gays are, you know, the moral majority and all of that, you know, the people are just, you know, gays and butt sex. It's like, I'm sorry, but there are way more straight people that are that are interested, curious about ass play.
It is the number one taboo in heterosexual interest is ass play, whether it's on your girlfriend or the guy. You know what I mean? Like, so it's the whole fact that it is taboo. Sometimes that's attraction enough for people.
Yep.
My whole point is like, my God, like if you've got your like, you know, the whole John Mayer, like your body is a wonderland thing. It's your own personal playground.
There
like, why wouldn't you like access the back 40 if it felt good?
Exactly.
Who
and
cares?
Elda, if you really love him, you're going to put your finger up his ass.
Yeah. Seriously, like, you know, if I understand the concern, you know, because some people do equate the two. But when it comes down to the physiology, it hasn't being gay or not has nothing to do with the prostate or ass play.
Right.
So it could just be a really great way to mix stuff up in the bedroom.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't sound like he's at, you know, he doesn't want it, you know, I'm assuming he doesn't want a man's hand or a penis up his ass.
Right.
He wants your fingers and or whatever, if you're going to use a toy at some point, he wants you in control of that, not a man. So he's
absolutely
not
gay. And he's moving your hand towards it. So obviously it's something he would like you to do that turns him on. And if you're comfortable with at least trying it out, you know, just apply, I would say, always a little bit of lube.
Generous amount of lube.
Yes. Little / generous. You know, to your finger and maybe during oral sex at some point.
Yeah.
Or even certain positions if you can get access a little bit.
And the other thing is, if you know, if the idea of sticking your finger up his ass kind of, you know, turns you off a little bit, put a condom on your finger.
True.
You know?
Or wear gloves.
Right. A rubber glove
or
something.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
And my thing, too, is you don't even have to, for some guys, you don't even have to insert it all the way. Sometimes if you even just start on the outside of the anus,
right,
really pleasurable. Just start slow. It can be just your fingertips. It can be a way to anticipate, you know, build anticipation in your relationship, you know, and work your way into more penetration.
Right. Exactly. Hey, and look at this way. He's not asking you to put your tongue there. So
that's true. Although,
not that
maybe later.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've actually we had so many questions this last week. There actually is a rimming question, so I think we'll be getting to that next week.
Perfect.
We'll be discussing that. So that'll be the part two for you, Elda.
Yes. We'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
Next question is from Kaya. Kyra wants to keep her relationship hot. She says, I'm a lesbian and in a relationship. How do we better keep our romance and passion high? My partner and I both want our love and passion and intimacy to last a lifetime. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Have a big fight. Makeup sex is the best.
But see, I have a relationship where we don't fight. So because that's actually true. It's like for some people, they like the drama.
Right.
So, you know, like argue, slam a door, come back, have right. hot sex. I get it.
So, you know, I'm just saying that we've actually answered this question before, but we're glad to sort of revisit that,
yes.
right? Fantasy, role playing, porno.
Anything that is different.
Right. If you're always doing it in the bedroom, do it in the kitchen, do it in the living room, have a staycation, go to some sleazy motel and meet her there at noon and, you know, anything.
Yeah. The main thing is to break your pattern. And so if you're trying to, like, keep the romance and passion going, that's great, too. You know, that means you're responding to one another's emotional needs. Mm-hmm. So whether that is, you know, taking each other on like little mini vacations or making sure that you're paying attention to the rest of their body through like massage. I mean, you can take like a massage class together.
Right,
you
right.
can, you know, do things that are more sensual. Or if you just want to down and dirty, like keep, you know, keep the physical intimacy and the sex hot.
Right.
You know, the other thing is, too, is to invest in getting some good lesbian porn.
There you go.
Together, you know.
Or, like, the kids are all right. Some gay porn that might turn you on.
So. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to key into a little bit, Jared, is just romance and passion. So, Kia, as a good partner, look back on your relationship, and because I think a lot of people make the mistake and they give or they think they're being romantic or passionate in the way they
right.
see it, as opposed to thinking back. It's like, what has my partner thought was really romantic or wonderful?
Yes.
You know, so rather
always
than
clarify.
You thinking that, oh, I'm going to give her a box of chocolate or, you know, I'm going to give her a back rub and she's not into back rubs.
Right. She's like, get off me, bitch.
Think back and it's like, oh, this is what she really likes. So make it about her, not about you.
Very good point. Thank you so much. Next question. Larcita wants to get back to penetration.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I have been celibate for over 10 years. My mate passed away. But all of a sudden, I'm having sexual feelings and my nipples are staying erect all the time now. I would like to try a new sex toy, but have no idea which one would be correct for a person that hasn't been penetrated for 10 years. Any suggestion?
Starts, think small.
Think small.
Yeah.
That is true. Small, and I would say, you know, because we were just talking about how there are tons of sex toys with bells and whistles and rotating, like, rabbit heads and, like...
Right.
Which is great.
But it can be scary.
You can start very slow, very yeah. basic. So even if it's just the, like, the regular little, like, classic vibrator,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it just...
Doesn't even have to vibrate if you don't want it to.
No. Like I would say you can go to Adam and Eve or whatever and pick out two or three sex toys, like one maybe a nice like glass dildo,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe a small like a finger vibe where you've just a little fingertip vibrator. And I would say for the trifecta, maybe a basic classic vibrator shape.
There you go.
And just try that stuff out. And you'll be able to, for yourself, you know, figure out your sexual response and kind of get in the mood again. But I think it's great if you're starting to feel more aroused now. Just run with it.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with the erect nipple thing. Farrah Fawcett had that. You know,
I would love it if mine stayed erect all the time. I think women's tits tend to look even better when they're erect all the time. It just kind of evens out the playing field.
Right. Do
there.
You remember Farrah? I loved her. God rest her soul. But her nipples always seemed to.
They could cut glass.
Yes.
My God.
I was always fascinated.
And Jennifer Aniston, I must say, too, has consistently erect nipples.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. Lydia wants to know, where's the orgasm? She says, I've been married for almost 4 years now, completely monogamous. My husband and I have sex regularly, and I use toys every so often, both during sex and alone. But I'm still not sure if I'm actually having an orgasm. I have no idea what it's supposed to feel like. For a while, there's an intense pressure, but then it just completely disappears. But am I actually having an orgasm, and I don't know it? What's going on?
If you don't know,
Right.
You probably aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, not to minimize your concern here, but really, when you have an orgasm, it is. It's kind of like the whole energetic flush thing.
Oh,
the
sweet mystery of life.
It's true. And it doesn't last very long, typically,
okay.
You know, which is okay. So you will kind of, you'll reach, when you're talking about sexual response, you know, you kind of go from, you know, a place of rest to kind of a plateau of sexual excitement to, and sometimes some people can keep the plateau going, but eventually there's going to be a point, a peak, and then kind of your orgasm, and then, you know, you basically come back down off.
Why
of that.
Is it that I can have a headache for like an hour and a half and a freaking orgasm for about 14 seconds?
Just makes you appreciate it all the more when it happens. Which, and granted, you know, women and some men too are multiply orgasmic. They can maintain the plateau and the sexual excitement. But I would say for you, Lydia, it sounds like either, you know, maybe you're not continuing with the right stimulation long enough.
Okay. There you go. I mean, you've talked about that before.
Yeah.
The pressure, it sounds like she's almost there because you say sometimes the pressure is that sensation that you're going to pee.
Exactly.
You know, and then it just sounds like you need to kind of work beyond that.
Absolutely. And maybe not get so caught up in your head, am I having it? Am I having it? Am I having it? Maybe more just like pay attention to the sensation and ride it out a little bit longer.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take, straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
So we have our gay take, straight take toy of the week.
Okay. This is the CyberSkin 4-inch penis extender. So think of it as like one of those little Chinese finger traps.
You know?
It looks like, anyway, from the website, adamandeve.com, that it's basically like a heavy-duty condom with a little dildo on the end, you know.
Right, right. So basically it's like a 4-inch dildo that slides over the top of your cock and, you know, transforms your penis into a larger member.
Now, I would hope and imagine that however it's put on,
yes,
it's going to stay, because you don't want to pull out and be like, where's the beef?
Yeah, you want to make sure you have that on there securely.
Yeah.
And my thing, too, is the thing with the cock extenders, right?
Yep.
Number one, I want to reinforce to all the men out there that whatever cock you have is enough.
There you go.
On its own. The whole point of this is that there are some people who like an additional sense of a feeling more full, either vaginally or anally.
Okay.
Some people like to use it for fantasy play.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of like, oh, it's a different penis, right. You know, and they can, and versus it just being a freestanding dildo,
right.
You're actually controlling it like your own cock.
There you go. So a couple of things, you know, make sure, you know, your partner's the one that wants the 4 inches and not you like trying to make up for some inadequacy that you think you have.
Don't just insert it without asking.
But you know what I mean? It's like, who is this for? Is it for you or is it for your partner who said, oh, you know, a couple inches might be fun to play with, you know?
Right.
Number one. Number two, be careful what you ask for.
True.
Because, you know, as I like to say, it's like, oh, you know, what's an inch unless it's up your ass?
More is not always better.
Exactly. And there is a little bit of a caveat, I would also say, is that, you know, you have feelings in your penis, so that when you're in there and you're up against something,
you can tell
with, you know, 4 inches of rubber at the end of your penis, you may be like ramming in the wrong place.
You lose
place.
A little touch.
Yeah. So you don't want to hurt your partner.
Right. True that your partner is up for it.
Right.
Rate and review us on iTunes, and you can visit drcat.com for more information.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.